brothers, please come forward. We don't need to lean against the wall unless it's very necessary. Jazakallahu khairan. Because this is an educational program which increases our knowledge of Deen and Islam, etiquette is very, very important. If I don't show adab, if I don't show discipline, if I don't show zeal and respect, then the words will be words. It will not come in my heart. Allah bestows a person with guidance and hidayat when he has the zeal, enthusiasm, and he shows adab. Ad-deen huwa al-adab. Understand this, brothers. Ad-deen huwa al-adab. Our entire deen is based on discipline. Our entire deen is based on respect and adab. Mufti Sahib has come from Blackburn specially to enlighten our hearts with the understanding of virathat, which is a very difficult topic. If you ask somebody, a sheikh, a mas'ala in regards to inheritance, the fiqh, the jurisprudence in regards to virathat, it's very difficult. It's not easy to give a bayan and a lecture and a seminar on inheritance. Allah Ta'ala has given this understanding to Hazrat Mufti Sheikh, and he's given his time to enlighten our hearts with this understanding. We should be very grateful. So that zeal is important, that shauq is important, brothers. So during the talk, we understand. If we don't understand anything, note it down. Then there'll be a Q&A towards the end of this session. So anything you don't understand, or we may have a question that might not have been discussed in the talk, then we will have a Q&A at the end. Keep it in mind. Ask the question. Mutasab will answer, inshallah. Also, after Salatul Isha, there will be food for everyone upstairs. So please remain until the end of the program. Read your Isha. Then after that, have food. Then you can go. Even after Isha, if you want to talk to Mutasab one-to-one, you might have a personal question that you don't want to put it forward in front of the people. Then Mufti Sahib is ready to answer that even after Isha, after food, you can meet Hazrat. Hazrat said to me that I have time even after Isha for you. Even after Isha, I can dedicate a couple of hours. So this is the sacrifice Sheikh has made for us. May Allah Ta'ala reward him, bless him, and Allah Ta'ala enlighten Hazrat and keep his shade for us. For a long period of time with ease and afiyat, inshallah, and allow the ummah to benefit from their knowledge, inshallah. Jazakallahu khair.
MashaAllah, Sheikh Imam Qasim Saddam Al-Karim has just said, don't stop me whilst I'm talking. It is quite difficult to think of the points as I'm going along. It is difficult. If you stop me, then I might get lost. So just write the question down on the mobile or on a piece of paper, and inshallah afterwards I will answer your questions. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوصيكم الله في أولادكم للذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين فإن كن نساء فوق اثنتين فلهن ثلث ما ترك وإن كان واحدة فلها النصف إلى آخر الركوع. Many of you might be surprised to know that Allah Ta'ala has not mentioned that Maghrib first salat is 3 rakats. Allah Ta'ala has not said in the Holy Quran that Jummah is 2 rakats first. But Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala Himself has fixed the shares of inheritance. This shows how important inheritance is. Allah Ta'ala has fixed inheritance in the Holy Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has fixed shares of inheritance in hadith. And then there is also ijma' ummat The scholars unanimously agree on many other inheritors as well. You can't increase Maghrib Salah to 4 rakat. Not permissible, it won't be valid. You can't decrease Zohar and Siyam in 2 rakat, farz. It will not be valid. In the same way, you can't increase the share or decrease the share prescribed, fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fixed by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or by the Ijma' Ummat. So inheritance is a very important topic. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it's half ilm, half of knowledge. And the first knowledge of inheritance will be gone before the Day of Judgment. People will not know about inheritance. There will be no one to ask. Sometimes a person is not aware and he writes down a will or verbally tells one son or a daughter regarding something. Now he should know that it may be against the Sharia. So it's very important that before you gift someone something or you write something down as a will, you double check with the scholars, the ulama. When a person dies, firstly his funeral cost will be paid out, no matter how much it may be. Sometimes it happens that one son or some children in the family say that we would like to pay the funeral costs of mother or father or granddad. That is quite fine. There's nothing wrong in doing that. So the children pay for the funeral costs. If no one is paying, then you take it from the marhum's or marhuma, deceased person's wealth. Whatever it is, you take on. The funeral cost is only what is required by Sharia. The ghusl, the kafan, the shroud, and the piece of land. That does not include the stone. Cost maybe £1,000, you can't take out. That's not necessary. Only the necessary things that is required to bury the person, you can take that out. After paying for the funeral cost, you look at any debt. Min ba'di wasiyatin yusi biha aw dayn. If the wife dies, husband is responsible for the funeral cost. So after the funeral cost, you look at debt. He's borrowed money of people. That must be given back. This proof, evidence that my dad or my mother or the marhuma has borrowed money. When you borrow money, write it down, make witnesses. Death can happen just like that. A person might be driving along the road, no illness, has a car accident, he's gone. He has a heart attack, all of a sudden, gone. Write it down. So it's proof that he's given the money and he's borrowed the money. Especially a big amount, and witnesses, and date. One copy for both people, the giver and the borrower. You look at any debt. All debts must be paid off first after the funeral cost. Because a person cannot go in Jannah, even though he might be a shaheed or martyr in the battlefield, and the debts are not paid off. Every single penny must be paid. Even though it may mean that you have to sell the house. Say the husband has passed away. Left behind a wife. And small children. 2-year-old, 6-month-old, 3-year-old. But the husband has borrowed. Sell everything. Even though the property has to be sold. As for the widow, the small children, they have to move in a counseling house, a rented property. Or live with someone like a brother or sister, temporarily, until accommodation can be found. The widow can't say, where will I go? The debt must be paid off. No will be carried out if or everything is gone. No one will get any inheritance. Because debts are very, very important. Farz. Debts will be paid off. If after paying the debts, or there are no debts, alhamdulillah, then you look at the will. Has he left any will behind? You should write a will down. For example, salat that you have performed, the fast of Ramadan that you've missed, the zakat that has not been paid off. You look at the will. Also bearing in mind, remember, if all the assets have been given away and there's still debts on the father or the mother, it's not the children's responsibility to pay that debt off. But it's a good reward, a huge reward, to pay the debts of your mother and father. And that'll give you a lot of reward. Not the responsibility, no. But if they do, alhamdulillah, Allah will reward them. So will. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that two nights must not go by without the will underneath the pillow. I don't think anybody is going to win here. Maybe one or two people. I win now. Kharis, I'll do it. No rush. Right when? Tell your children, this is my will. The farais that you've not done, you've missed. The hajj that you did not perform, write it down. Hajj is first, I didn't perform it. You can change the will as well. For example, you haven't done your hajj, you've done it now. Cross it out, alhamdulillah. You missed your salah, you started performing salah. Cross it out. You had 5,000 salah. Now you got 3,000 left, 4,000 left. Cross it out, change the figure. You had 3,000 pounds of zakat to give, you're not given, but now you started giving, there's 1,000 left. Write down 1,000 left. These things are wajib. The farais that you missed out, that you leave a will. Other things are optional. Giving that masjid, giving that charity, these are optional. They will come afterwards. Give my grandson so much money, that is allowed. But will is only allowed up to 1/3. Not more than 1/3. It's not permissible. Sometimes, while someone is healthy and fine, he wants to give a gift to his son. After 3 sons, he wants to give 1 son. That is fine. But you have to give the other children as well. People don't do justice with the children. They give one son or one daughter and they don't give anything to the other, or give very little. That's not permissible. In Fatah Durr Mukhtar says that it's wajib that you give equal to every son and daughter whilst you are alive. You'll be sinning if you don't. Abu Dawud Sharif, Rivayat, Hadith, Nu'man bin Bashir radiallahu anhu came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, I've given this servant to my son. Make dua that Allah gives barakah inside what I've given to my son. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, have you given all the other children servants as well? Each one? Oh no. How can I make dua on zulam? It is wrong. Then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اِدَلُوا بَيْنَا أَوْلَادِكُمْ. Be equal, fair with each children. After a person dies, then he leads ذَكَرِي مِثْنُ حَظْلِ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ. The Holy Quran says, boy will get double, girl will get half, son will get double, daughter will get half. Son gets 10,000 pounds, for example, inheritance, daughter will get 5,000 pounds. But whilst alive, it has to be done equally. Equal. You give one son 10,000 pounds gift, the other son 10,000, the other daughter 10,000 pounds, the other daughter 10,000 pounds. You can't say no. If you only got 10,000 pounds, then divide that 10,000 equally. It's wajib. So you look at the will. Has he left any will behind? After the will, because will is maximum up to one third has been paid off for his namaz, salah, his fasting, his zakat. If he still got things left to be paid off, they won't be carried out. The two thirds will be given to the children. If the children want to give themselves, that is fine. But it's up to them. But you can't just sit down together and one son or one daughter says, give everything in namaz and fasting, we don't want anything. You can't say that. Because Allah Ta'ala has only allowed one third. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Sa'id ibn Waqqas radiallahu anhu in Makkah al-Mukarramah, when he said, I'm going to die, I would like to give everything away. He said, no. Half my wealth, no. Sa'id ibn Waqqas radiallahu anhu says, one third. One third. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one third, that's fine, but even that is a bit too much. So up to one third you can give. The remaining two thirds will be given to the inheritors. If they want to give, they take their share first, and then next day they come and give it if they want to give it. But you can't just say, but do daily apre. Namaz, roze, zakat, you can give your share, but you can't implement this rule on your brothers and sisters or your mother. Not permissible. And it's fariḍatan min Allah. It's farz from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if one son says, for example, I don't want anything, Allah has given me a lot, he can't do that. He has to take it. It's like, for example, a person traveling is going to London, for example, for 2 days. Zohar, Asr, Isha has to be performed 2 rakats. He can't say, well, I'm going here for the weekend, I'm mashallah at house, and I've got nothing to worry about, I'm not in a rush. Let me pray 4 rakat. It will not be valid. He was sinful. Oh, I'm staying 10 days. So there's no problem if I pray 4 rakat, mashallah, I'm comfortable. He can't. He has to be 2 rakat. Some of you might be a billionaire, millionaire. When dad dies, mom dies, I don't want anything. You can't say that. Fariidatan min Allah. Allah Ta'ala has made it what? Farz. You have to take it. You take a share, alhamdulillah. Then you come back and give it to anyone. Take it. Divide it like this and like this. As a gift, you can do that. But you can't say, I don't want it. If, for example, one son said, Allah Ta'ala has given me, I don't need my dad's money or my dad's wealth inheritance, you take it. He's got one son and one daughter himself, for example. The children don't know that dad has given everything. And he didn't take anything. He said, I don't want it. After 5 years, 10, 20, 30 years, this person dies. Now his son finds out, or his daughter finds out, or for example, his son and daughter are all also dead. The marhum son who gave all the money, I said, I don't want it. His grandchildren find out. Okay, my grandfather did this. Or his great-grandchildren find out. They can come back and say, we want it. You have to give it. And this is where the difficulty starts now. You have to work out all the inheritors and who died first, who died afterwards, what was their share, and work along to give to the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren. It's very difficult. It's called munasakha. Because the great-grandchildren, for example, even one son or one daughter has objected. Okay, my par-dada or par-nana did this. He said, I don't want it. But the fatwa is that it's farz. So I want it. Now he has to look for all the people, the brothers and sisters of his grandfather or great-grandfather. Who were they? And who took what? And who are their children? And who are their children? And who are their children? And he has to work all the way back asking from them. Is it going to be easy? Very, very, very difficult. In fact, many will say, I'm not giving you anything. Forget going to the grandchildren, great-grandchildren, even you ask the children who took that, they say, kaka, ya mota, baji, ama papa hai, tamhane baddu de rilu, pan mastare chaka, mahana ta juhet. Ya dada, nana, ama ta do. Take care, weta kusana amane, ita budu pati giyo. No, it's not pati giyo. You have to work out everything, and this is where the difficulty arises. Sheikh Muhammad Thanwi rahmatullah alayhi, when his father died and he got the land, he knew that for generations it wasn't divided properly. Nothing was done of the land and the money, whatever it was, the assets. So he got the ulama. He didn't write the fatwa himself. And he thought, who was my father's brothers and sisters and who were their children? Thought and thought and wrote them down one after the other. Where they are, where they're living now, everything. And a whole list. Whatever he could think of, he found out. He tried his best to find out. It's very difficult. Somebody's dead, somebody you don't have communication, you don't know whether they're alive or they passed away. Where are they gone? Another country, America, Canada, Australia. No communication with them. We don't know where they live, somewhere in Zambia. So he found. He tried his best to find out who was alive and who was who died and whose children they are now. And then he gave to the ulama work the shares out. So the ulama worked it out. And in the end, after giving whatever, people are alive, the shares were given. Looking for them in villages and towns. Well, I don't know, Maulana Shabadi, but this is your share. And then Sheikh Thani Rahmatullah also got something. He didn't take it. He said, it's quite possible that this I've got, somebody else's share might be inside there, who I didn't find, I didn't recognize, I didn't know about. And I'll take somebody's share like that, it's not permissible. And he gave that all in charity. Okay, whoever share is inside there, Allah give them the reward. He didn't take it. That's why the fuqaha say that you should know in your house exactly the things that you own. You should know. I can't say. If you got bank balance together, husband and wife, you should know how much is yours, how much is your wife's. If they don't know, then the children have to agree on something after the father's passed away, for example. And she has to agree on that. She must say, how is 5,000? Mara 40,000 send there. Now the problem starts here now. So everything must be known what you own in the house. In my personal house, I've told my wife, everything is yours. Nothing belongs to me besides my kitabs and my clothes. That's it. Even if I buy a washing machine, for example, or a dishwasher, with my money, I gift it to my wife straight away. It's yours. So don't have any problems. But it must be known. Even though one son might be disobedient to the mother and father, he has the equal share as the son who was obedient. Sometimes a person while he's alive, there's one son or two sons, but do to me de jo, pehla ko suna apso. Not permissible. Kita jo ayin thay man, malvain thay wo. I've been in hospital, I've been ill, so many years, he's never come to see me. Don't give me anything. Not permissible. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 60 years. Height wala stuck. Allah ni ibadah kare. Between him and Jannah is this much. This much. One span. And then he leaves a will like this. Okay, give him and don't give him. Say it in Jahannam. Sari zindagi nek amal kiya, wasiyat galat kar, najais karke gaya, seedha Jahannam ke andar. And sometimes a person tries to dodge the Sharia ruling. He knows that this son will get everything, or this daughter will get everything, and he doesn't want to do that. A large part of amount might be given to the son. For example, the husband dies, one son who is disobedient, and he left a wife behind. Wife will get 1/8. And the remaining 7/8 will go to the son who is disobedient. So he gives everything to his wife. The majority amount of assets will be given to the son, and he doesn't like the son. He gives everything to the wife. Not permissible. Sometimes he doesn't get on with his own son-in-law. His daughter is married to someone he doesn't like. He's nasty and mean. And she'll get a big part of the share of the inheritance. He's a rich person. Because we are all loaded nowadays, alhamdulillah. But dama nari gamdo. The daughter will get, for example, 300, 400,000 pounds. You know, if I die and my daughter's going to get this amount, the guy's going to chill out and be laughing at me. He gives to the other son and the other son and that son and his wife, trying to keep minimum assets for inheritance after his death. So the daughter only gets about 5,000 pounds. Not permissible. This is trying to find loopholes. Only one daughter, for example, no sons. She'll get half the wealth. Half the wealth. The remaining half, the mother, she'll get 1/8. The person who's passed away, his wife will get 1/8. His daughter will get half. The remaining wealth will go to the Maroon's brothers and sisters. But he doesn't like his brother and sister. Huh? My brother, who I've not spoken to my brother in the last 40 years. My sister, who I've not spoken to the last 30 years. But if you left only one daughter behind, your wife will get 1/8, half will go to your daughter, and the remaining will go to your brothers and sisters, whether they like it or don't like it, has to be given. If they have no sons. Likewise, if the wife dies, and the husband, he'll get half. Sorry, children, quarter. Quarter he'll get. The daughter will get half. The remaining money will go to his wife's brothers and sisters. But I don't like my wife's brothers and sisters. Because you've only got one daughter or two daughters, it will have to be given though. There's no sons. In the same way, for example, many of us have wives, brothers and sisters in India and Pakistan. And for example, only one daughter or two daughters. One daughter, half. Two daughters, or three daughters, 2/3 will be given to them. One daughter, half. Two daughters or more, 2/3. 1/8 to the wife. Because daughters, children. And the remaining will go to the Maroon's brothers and sisters. In India and Pakistan, they're living. Now, the person has left a lot of money behind. Not only cash, house, clothes, everything is part of inheritance. His car, his mobile, his business, his shares, gold, silver, whatever it is. Has been distributed. So he's only got one daughter, or two daughters, three daughters, no sons. He's passed away. Then this Maroon's brothers and sisters living in India, Pakistan, they don't get a share. Oh, I don't get on with them. They haven't given me so much money when the land was sold. They didn't give me nothing. But Sharia has fixed their share. 2/3 to the daughter, 2 or more. 1/8 for the wife, and the remaining wealth will be going to your brothers and sisters living in India and Pakistan. And for example, if the share is like £100,000, that will come to lakhs and lakhs, hundreds of thousand rupees. It has to be given. In the same way, for example, your wife's parents are from India and Pakistan. Your wife died, cancer, for example. Her mother and father alive. You got your own children. You'll get a quarter. The Maroon wife's parents living in India and Pakistan, they get 1/6 each. And the remaining wealth, the son and daughter, son will get double, and daughter will get half. So from your Maroon wife's wealth, assets, 1/6 has to be sent to India. Which is a lot of money sometimes, a lot of money, but it has to be given. Now you might think, well, they're very old, they're in the 80s and 90s, but they're still alive. It has to be sent. Katla lakh rupiah tamara miras ninda. They might not know about it, Because many of them people don't know about inheritance. But you have to give it to them. You have to send it. But I don't get on with them. I don't like my in-laws. And then you think, they might live for another few months at the most. For years. Then it's going to their children. My wife's brothers and sisters. And I don't like them either. But it has to be given. So you can't start dodging now. You take this and you take that. Not allowed. Because you're doing that, Allah Ta'ala knows, to avoid them getting the money. In the same way, if the husband died, he's got parents living in India and Pakistan, or even in England. Forget India and Pakistan, living here in England. Car accident, brain hemorrhage, cancer, anything can happen. Does it mean that old people die only? Young people die as well? So, the husband passed away. He's left children behind. He's got mom and dad as well. And he's got a wife. Wife will take 1/8 because of the children. The parents will get 1/6 each. And the remaining, لِذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظُنُ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ, boy will get double of what one girl will get in the share. If the boy gets 10,000, the daughter will get 5,000 pounds. But 1/6 has to be given to the parents. And sometimes it happens that you don't get on well with your own brother and sister. Dad passed away, mom passed away. Bola chalinati. But at the time of distribution, even though one person, you have been living with your mom and dad, you have to call the other brothers and sisters. Okay, we ask Taksim Khan, he said. But I don't speak to him. I don't speak to her. Doesn't matter. He has to be given. You can tell him to come on a particular day, organize a time suitable for everyone, and then they come. Because sometimes they may be living in London. Or for example, America, Canada, they can't come just like that. You're in the time. And you get together. But I don't speak to them. I've not had contact for 20 years with him. Let them know through someone. Okay, they need to show the inheritance. I'll tell them. If they say, I'm not going, I'm not coming, you can't say, oh, not out of America. You can't take it. It's not your share. It's not lawful for you. You get the imam, or you ask them through someone who they have good contact with, okay, send someone as a representative, wakil, on your behalf, that he comes, so we can discuss it with you, him. And then he'll pass you the message. And so indirectly you're communicating. Indirectly. Just because he is not talking with you, you can't say, I'm taking everything. The representative will come, the wakil, and sits down with you. Any question, rings, and says, in another room, goes and says, Ahu ki dumane. You get, because it's chale bale niyo. They're asking, what do you want to do then? But it has to be done properly. People are afraid that when they die, what's going to happen in the house? Where's the wife going to stay? Everything has to be given inheritance. So the property belongs in the husband's name. It's his. He's paid for the money. And he's bought the house. He's passed away. Now the wife will get 1/8 and his children. So wife will get 1/8. The remaining 7/8, the boy gets double, the girl will get half. Is the mother father alive of the maroon, then they'll get 1/6 each. So all the gold and cash and the business has been done, but the house has to be given. One option is that the children say, we have stopped the distribution of inheritance regarding the house. Let mom stay inside the house. After mom passed away, we'll sort it out afterwards. That's one option. But if one son or two son or someone is arrogant, say, no, Mahato is a Jai Mare. Vicha Garne. He has right. You can't get Kiyot Chokrosa. What kind of son is he? Not thinking even the style for his mother. You can't say that. When another has fixed the share for him, then one option is that you don't need to sell the house. You value the property at that time. Say it's worth £300,000. You take mother's share from there, how much it works out to? 1/8. If the marhum husband's parents are alive, 1/6, works how much they are entitled to, and how much comes to the each son and daughter in the family. So one says, son says, I want my share. In the same way, the marhum father and mother say, we want our share, 1/6. Work it out, value the property, get a couple of estate agents, and one or two sons, children, buy that share of the property and give them the cash. But if everyone wants the money, and nobody wants, to buy the property, and let mom stay inside there, or they're not willing to stop the inheritance at the moment, stop it there, and let mom carry on living there, they all want the money. It has to be sold. But necessary that the children make proper accommodation for the mother. Not sending her area that she doesn't know anybody. The council has given a house away from Masjid al-Noor, somewhere really far. Oh, non-Muslim, she's scared. That's injustice. Best option, let them stay there. You make your children like that. When my father passed away, Allah Ta'ala gave him Jannat. All we are four brothers, no sisters. We got mom together, mom inheritance. I told my brothers, we got two options. We distribute the inheritance now, or we'll delay it and then let mom carry on with it as it is. We have no objection. All brothers said, three of them, myself included, let mom stay. And let mom spend as normal. We gave mom the option, sell the property, we'll distribute the inheritance, you come and live with any one of us, or take turns, whichever you want to. It's up to you. Okay, my charge is, ek gheh roh, ye wana wa forti roh. Take na, bada thohla maya khawana. All mind, all thinking, no. Okay, then your ladies will say this and that. I'm comfortable here, I know the area and neighbors. Okay. You stay in the house, money-wise, we all agreed, brothers, let mom spend. Nothing was done. Besides dad's clothes, nothing was given. Inheritance. And she enjoyed. She lived 20 years, 25 years almost, after my father passed away. She was spending money and sending to India, to brothers. We never said anything. वापस जहाँ जितलो वापस हमें कहीं हमारे माइंड नहीं इंडिया में भाई नहीं मोकले बहन नहीं मोकले शी वेंट फॉर इंडिया हरसेल्फ शी वेंट फॉर उम्रा वी आर हैप्पी विद हिम वी नेवर नॉट वन ब्रदर सेड वन डे कि मैं आपके साथ क्या मोकेला हमारे मामा ने कि हमारा मासी ने नो नथिंग नो ऑब्जेक्शन एंड शी इज हैप्पी विद दैट बट सैडली व्हाट हैपेंड माय ब्रदर पास्ड अवे एल्डर ब्रदर ही गॉट कैंसर. Now, I said to my other two brothers, that brother has passed away. And my mom said that you start taking the property in your name and the assets in your name now, because I've got not long to live now. That was just about 3 years before she passed away. My brother died about 12, 13 years before my mother. Then my mother, 2, 3 years before death, she said, start taking this now, because I'm going now as well now. As soon as my elder brother, Marhum Yunus Brahi, he passed away, after a few weeks, we all agreed, we get his, he has two sons and one daughter, and obviously a wife. We said that from four of you, Choose one wakil that can represent your Maroon father. And he, whenever you have a meeting regarding something regarding this assets of Maroon father, he becomes the wakil and he is the representative of your Heavenly Father. So one son was chosen, Bilal, and he gave. So everything we had, when it was transferred, his name was there. When the distribution after my mother passed away came, we told him to come. And everything, money, the gold, the cash, everything was done properly. And he was there. And what we got, exactly the same amount that he got, and his share was given to his other brother, sister, and his mother. And then when my mother did pass away, about 1.5 years ago, all the house was like that. So obviously we went in the house, we had a time of meeting, a few days after the funeral, a couple of weeks later, I said, right, how shall we distribute? So we all decided that we start with the food, the fridge, freezers, we empty everything out, the meat and the chicken and the samosa, everything for that. Said, anything, take what you want to take. So I want this, oh, I want this. Are you happy? Yeah, happy. We all happy. We all did that. Oh, can I have that, please? Oh, you take it then. And the food was given like that. That's the first day. Following week, or 2 weeks later, then the rice, and the dal, and the masala, and in the cupboard, we put everything. Oh, I'd like to take this rice. No, but can I have this, please? Why? Please, you take the flour. They go, okay, I'll take the flour, you take the rice. Oh, that's half the rice. Then like that. The clothes, nobody wanted it. I said, I'll take everything, I'll pass it to India. And they can wear them or give it to the poor. So I took all the clothes and everything. Then the sofas and the dishwasher and the washing machine and the fridge and the cooker, everything. And the plates and put everything in front. And we came on a particular, everyone was there. In fact, we even said to our wives that you come as well because they'll know more what to take and not to take. The ladies went in and said, you sort it out yourself. So the four ladies were there, talking away and taking things, and I don't want that, you take that. Then we come to the gold and silver and the cash. Then obviously, it was done properly. I'm going to share. It looked like mother's will, and that was all done as well, will, whatever she made. And that was done like that. And then, when he came to the house, I said, I'm selling my share, if somebody will buy it. Because the other brother said, we want to rent it and give the rent as sadaqa jariya for Marhum father and Marhum mother. I said, you can do it because I need the money at the moment, so I'll take my share. So one, my small brother after me, Bashir, he said, I'll buy your share. And he gave me the cash, we valued the property, two agents. And after valuation, we got the middle price, we all agreed on. My brother said, you get this money in your account, and he paid me. Whatever rent getting, he's getting now from the property, he's taking double. And then obviously, this giving us sadaqa jariya. So you can't avoid saying that, oh, you take everything. Sometimes the property is not valued. One son is taken everything, the house. So, the person died, for example, as an example, it's a true story. He died in 1998 or 99, something like that. Three sons, and I think two daughters. So, everything was given to one. Don't give them. Don't give to them. Two properties. The person came, my share. In fact, the father said to me, that tell him not to perform my janaza namaz, not to put hand on my janaza. He was so upset. I said, I'm not going to say that. So one son took everything. He was given it. Do you take everything? The ulama said to that son that your sisters and your other brothers have right to this property. He said, nah, ki du mane. My dad said, no. So nobody's going to get anything. That's up to him then. We told him the ruling is up to him. Now, at that time, the property was valued about maybe £30,000, £25,000, terrace house. £25,000. But you know the price now, but 4 or 5 years ago, £120,000, £30,000 in Blackburn I'm talking about. So about £250,000, £275,000 property he's got. Now it's clicked on him, Ahmadiyyat. So he asked, kitna de hona? Mega value kaha? £25,000 property. No. Not the value of property now. Huh? Mega yes. Which was 150,000 almost one property. That's about 300,000. Okay, you have to give. The value is done at the time of distribution. You don't go back and say what it was worth then. If the price drops, say for example that 25,000 at that time, the property is only worth £3,000 now. £3,000 you'll get inheritance, distribution. Property market has gone up, shot up. It's 150,000 per property. You have to give accordingly that. They make a deal per se. If you have sold out then and there, you would have got less, but now you have to give what is valued now. Not the valuation at that 20 years ago, 25 years ago. Everything must be given. You can't even give in charity. Not permissible. Until the distribution is not done, you can't give in charity. You want it, but for example, your wife says, you decide. It's your share. Your wife's got the share, but she doesn't want it for some reason. She take and give it back, like I mentioned at the very beginning. But you instantly take it. You can't. It's her share. Once a lady came to me with the husband regarding inheritance. The lady said, my father passed away. Inheritance. I said, why is your husband here? As a mahram, or does he want to say something? As a mahram is fine, you know, as a husband to talk to me, you can't come alone. Obviously my wife was there as well. She said that he wants to say something. I said, firstly, remember that you have the full authority of what you want to say. He has no authority. He can give you mashwira, but he can't force you. She said, you've answered my question. Because the inheritance of my father, I don't want. I explained to you how to take it and give it back if you don't want it. You can't say, I don't want it. For it is not the meaning of Allah. And my husband is forcing me to take it. Because he can't force you. It's your share, your inheritance. Your husband can't force you. He can, at the most advice, you can take it. He can't force you to take it. So everything must be done properly in Sharia. After someone dies, you can't say, this is mine, this is his. You can't do that. If you borrowed of your father, for example, he's passed away now, you give that money back. You know, yet my own father knows. No brother, sister know. Yet, come look, I borrowed £5,000 from a father. This is it. I haven't got the money. I'm sorry, but I did borrow £5,000. Then cut that part of inheritance amount and give him less. He's borrowed £5,000. If you borrowed your mother's gold necklace, for example, but you can't just hide it. As though you don't know anything about it, you bring it forward. See, this is mother's necklace. This is mother's bracelet. Please take it. And then it's been distributed. The first funeral cost, then death, if any. If everything is gone in paying off the debt, nobody will get anything. No will be carried out. No inheritance will be distributed. There's nothing there. But after being a death, there's still assets left. Oh, there's no death, alhamdulillah. Then look at will, one third. The nafil will come last. The first will come first, like namaz, roza, zakat, hajj. Give to the masjid, lillah, no. Pay of the namaz, roza, zakat first. And then, if less than one third, you can give nafil. But the five must be done first. And then the remaining two thirds, inheritance. You can't leave a will for a warith. La wasiyyata li warithin al-Bukhari. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the inheritance will not get a will, not permissible. You say, one son, you take the house, and the rest distribute. You can't say that, not allowed. My wife will keep the house, I'm giving it to her. You can't. Because she's going to inherit. That son or that daughter is going to inherit. You can't leave a will for them. Will is only allowed for those people whom you can't give inheritance, who will not get any inheritance. For example, you have two sons, need a wife. Wife will get 1/8, the remaining 7/8 will be given to that son. He had a brother who passed away, for example. And he's left behind small children. They don't get anything. The grandchildren are not inheriting. The first nearest one will get everything, the next one will not get. So if the son is alive, the grandson will not get anything. So there are two sons, for example. One son died. Mother, father were alive at that time. Then they got small children. Then the father dies. Oh, the mother dies. This son will take. Mother dies. Father will get quarter. His son will get the remaining. His brother's children and his babi, his sister-in-law will not get anything. Not anything. But you can leave a will for them. Okay, beta, my son's going to get so much amount. My grandson, oh, small, small. Very small. I've got a daughter-in-law. I'm leaving a will for them. One third at the maximum has to be given to them. So there is a way that you can leave something to your grandchildren if your other son has passed away. Or your daughter's passed away. So you got small children. You want to leave something with them? You can. One third. There's nothing wrong doing that. So after the death, the will up to one third. And the remaining two thirds, the inheritance. Everything must be put forward. Anything you've borrowed or you think you have, even the some like a ladder you use for your father, you bring it. This ladder, what is that's gloves I was using. He gave me to borrow this coat to borrow. And you sit down together and sort the inheritance according to Sharia. You ask the Mufti first, then you follow his guidance and work. Talk along that line which is correct. No, I'm taking that. And you start arguing and fighting and quarreling over things. Nobody's going to take anything with you in the grave. It's going to be left here. Sab yahan reh jayega. Koi leke nahi jayega. His father's passed away. One day it's going to be your turn. So why fight and quarrel? Everything. Act like gentlemen, not mental men. Go crazy, wild. Larai jagat alukadira, miras nipa. And as soon as person passes away, as soon as you can, you start distributing. There's nothing more. Because nobody can use that until it's not distributed. One sheikh went to someone's house in the evening, he was very ill. He got there and Prince Surah Yasin, and then it was night time, Kalma, he passed away. There's an oil lamp burning, he blew it out. What have you done? Make it dark? Until he was alive, that oil and wick and the thing we are allowed to use, nice part of inheritance. we can't take, we can't use now. Then give money, buy some oil and wick, and light it. Especially small children. إِنَّ الَّذِي يَعْقُنَ مَعَلْ يَتَامُ ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَعْقُنَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا وَسَيَسْلَوْنَ سَعِيرًا. A very prime example I'll give you. Husband dies. Wife is there. One son, one daughter, for example. And Maroon's got father, mother. Maroon's father, mother will get 1/6. The wife will get 1/8. And the remaining will go to this baby boy and this baby daughter. In the same way, if the wife dies, husband will get 1/4, she's got mom and dad, 1/6 each, and the remaining will go to his one baby boy and baby daughter. Also remember, when wife dies, husband's side parents will not get anything. Husband, brothers and sisters don't get anything. When husband dies, wife's mom and dad don't get anything. My brother and sister don't get anything, only the husband's side. Remember this. Now the husband passed away, for example. She'll get 1/8. Her husband's mom and dad are alive, 1/6 each. The remaining was given to this one son and one daughter. Say 6-month-old baby boy and 2-year-old baby girl. The lady can't say, I'm taking everything, I'm keeping everything. She can't do that. Haram. She has to find a share in cash, whatever it is, and keep that separate and put down this in mind. Baby son, Abdullah, this amount is his. Aisha, 2-year-old daughter, this is her amount of share. She uses that money to spend on them. She can't take everything and say that I'm looking after my children. Yes, you are looking, alhamdulillah, you're looking after them. But that doesn't mean that their things are yours now. If you just keep everything together like this in one account, one place, what will happen? She starts spending the children's money as well. And they're yatim. Rasulullah said, on the day of judgment, many people come out of the grave, fire will be coming out from the mouth. Smoke coming out, fire coming out from the mouth. Who are these people? Have you not read in the Holy Quran? Inna alladhina ya'kuluna amwal al-yatama, who take and eat the money and things of orphans, they're actually eating fire. Inna alladhina ya'kuluna amwal al-yatama zulman, innama ya'kuluna fi butunihim nara, eating fire. Fire will be coming out. She can't do that. When the baby son wants nappies, from his money, buy nappies. Toys, from his money. Daughter wants something from her money. Spell like this. But that must be kept separately. Unlawful haram. If she wants to buy food, say the grown up now, she's 7-year-old, 9-year-old, 8-year-old. She wants to buy a bag of rice or bag of flour, oil or something. She'll think how much the son will eat, how much the daughter will eat. Another estimated educated guess, from this flour, I think maybe £3 worth of rice this son will eat. Maybe £4, £5 worth of rice my daughter will eat. The rest I'm going to eat. That's how you get the money and buy something like that. Best option is not touch anything of the children. Spend with her money and keep the children's money safe. When they become mature, give it to them. But if she needs to spend on the children, buy food with the children money, have an educated guest and take that amount of money out. Miscalculation, there's no sin. She's taken £3, instead the child only did £1 worth, there's no guna. She tries her best. But she can't mix everything together and spend like that. Not permissible. Allah Ta'ala give us the right guidance of inheritance and make it us distribute according to Sharia, the Quran and Hadith and the Ijma' Ummat. Amin Allahumma Amin wa akhir da'wana. الحمد لله العالمين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. Question answer if you got any. Bola. Go on. I think you want to ask. Yeah. No?
I've got a few questions. Private.
Okay, that's fine. After Isha, inshallah.
If there's an agreement to pay off the debt for a certain amount of time, agreement still stands. So if the father dies, he owes a debt and has agreed to pay over 5 years. He dies 2 years. Is the agreement
valid? No. After a person, everything is finished. That comes to an end. Say, for example, the person has given rented property. As soon as the person dies, rent transaction is finished now. Or this partner, your father, for example, somebody's father was in partnership with his own brother. Father dies, partnership finishes straight away. You can't continue. If they want to continue, you need to sit down with the inheritor and make another formal agreement, and then you can continue. So if there's an agreement that my father will pay over the next 5 years, and he passes away, it's finished now. Upon the death of anybody, father's alive, but the person that gave the money, he's passed away. Again, finished. Father will have to go and speak to that person and say, look, I borrowed so much amount of money. If the inheritors then agree, only inheritors agree, that you can keep it at the moment and give it as agreed, then it's fine. Otherwise, it must be given straight away. Anything, anyone dies, that's the end of the agreement. Business, rent, anything like that. Transaction, all finish. Anyone dies, that's the end of it. Brothers and sisters.
Is it
jais
or no?
No. You can't do that. Then what are you trying to do? If you do that, Allah has fixed the share for the brothers and sisters as well. For the reason why, but as I said, that Allah is most wise and most knowledgeable. Allah knows why He's given that. It's in the Holy Quran as well. So if you do that, it will be impermissible. If you give no money as normal, without that intention, that's fine. But if you have this in your back of mind, I'm doing this, so my brother and sister don't get, then it's amazing, it's not permissible. The gift will be valid, but you have committed a sin. Also remember that when you gift, the gift must be given. And the person must take full control of it. Sometimes a person dies, and one son comes and says, my father gave me this house 20 years ago. Did he take the house? Well, no, we are all living together, normal. Because that's not accepted. Gift, the Sharia ruling of giving, that it must be taken. If he doesn't take it and is living normal and just says verbally, it's not counted. I said, I'm giving you this gift, but I'm not giving it to you. It's not yours. If I die, it's still part of my inheritance. You can say, dad said that it's mine. I give it like this and you take it like this, then the gift will be valid. قبضہ شرط ہے ہبا کے لیے ورنہ ہبا صحیح نہیں ہے. So one daughter, then if you give normally as normal, alhamdulillah, let me give you this. But with that in the mind, okay, I'm getting old now. I'm scared now after I've heard this ruling that my brother and sister will also get. And with that you give, Allah knows the heart. Inna Allah alim with that sudu, then not permissible. But if you got normally, you know, not normally, then it's fine. Yeah, that's right. Anything?
My sisters, they are married. When they are married, they are away like 40, 50, 100 miles away. When they come back to their parents' house, to my dad's house, they're going to read Qasar or full namaz. Because they have a inheritance here.
Oh, no. If the masla is obviously different, not part of the inheritance. The masla is that if they still think that this is part of my normal house as well. It's intention. I just wrote a fatwa on this this week, actually. I got a question. I was a student studying in Liverpool. The masla is that if your sisters think that mom and daddy's house is also my still like normal, say they moved to London, and Lancaster, dad and mom lives here, and they in the mind that this is also my house, a person can have two watne asli. It's allowed. He can have three as well. So if they think that after marriage, this is also my house, like that one in London, then you pray full namaz here. But if you think that I've left this now, where my husband, this is my house now, I've got nothing there, then that will be what Nasli, and this will be what the Musafir, and when you come here, you do two rakat namaz. You understand? See, it all depends on intention. If they intend that,
they have a land here.
Doesn't mean anything. It's like a business, no. The property that they're doing.
Property.
Yeah, property. The house.
Sometimes, Mufti Saab, the father may write a will while he's alive that after I die, this will go to my son one, son two, son three, and wife. Yet they have daughters, and they don't put anything for the daughters on the will, and they get it signed officially by law. Yeah. That means after the father would die, the daughter is totally deprived. Mm. Is this allowed?
No. Good question. No, you can't. Because here again, the father has done a will which is not permissible. It's depriving the daughters. We had a question with Mufti Kahanaksa once, and we wrote down that the children who are getting this, who are obedient, should say, dad has done something wrong. And he's getting sins for that. He's getting a big guna. So the children should correct it now. Father's passed away, one son, two sons, three sons, for example, and the wife, they should sit down together, okay, we got it, and will, but it's against Sharia. That is getting guna and punishment for that. So we should now correct it. And they give the share, whatever she's done, to the daughter. And Sheikh Al-Sheikh Mawashi, time Alhamdulillah, has written in Darul Fatah, I'll send you, inshallah, WhatsApp photo. Just by making Toba istighfar, giving the share is not enough. They have to make Toba istighfar as well. Sheikh Thani, they've got two sins. One for not giving the daughter, for example. By giving that, the sin is, when you give the daughter, that sin is gone. But because his intention was to give the daughter, not to give the daughter, that guna will remain. Do guna away. Ek miras mehru kar diya, aur usne is tarah likhwa diya. O guna away. When the son and the maroon's wife gives that daughter the share, that sin is gone. But because he had intention of giving, that sin will remain. For that, Sheikh Thani says, the children have to make istighfar. Allah, what my father did was wrong, forgive him. Just by giving the daughter the share, it's not enough, because he had intention. So even though you've given it, but the intention, because of not giving, that sin will remain, and he still get guna for that and punishment for that. So on, for that reason, that make Tuba istighfar for the father.
So it would be permissible to write an official will in accordance to the inheritance laws.
Yeah. Oh, Shariat.
Shariat laws.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's permissible.
Yeah, but it's permissible, but you have to remember it can change. Say when you wrote down one son, one daughter, you know, they get so much amount. But for example, the son dies. Now that inheritance will change now. So you have to change it again. Best thing is to say to the children, these are my first wasiyat, my namaz, roza, zakat, whatever they are, and my qarz, death, which I borrowed. Inheritance, at the moment, as it stands, you will get so amount, this amount, this amount. After my death, go to a scholar and ask him and follow his guidance.
But Mufti Sahib, nowadays, what we see is that if nothing official is written and documented by law, then this is not happening. And we see that just the verbal advice is not followed by the family members, mainly the sons.
Mm.
Not all the cases, but generally we see.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other family members are usually deprived, especially the daughters.
Yeah.
So don't you think it would be best to write it and legally stamp it, so at least they would get their shares?
Yeah, yeah. At that time, whatever the entitled to, ask a Mufti and write that according to that. But write down, tell them that if someone dies before that, after that, it can change. Yeah. So at least the sisters are not deprived. Otherwise, they're getting guna. But you have to give. Say one daughter moved to, for Zambia or Malawi somewhere, she'll still get the share. Or it might be rich, they still get the share. You can't deprive them. So if you think that by not having this official document, someone will, the daughters or one daughter will get less or nothing, then you should write it down and say, at the moment, this is how it stands. But write down, it can change. You know, for example, if someone is born in the family, someone dies in the family. In fact, the masla is that if, say, for example, the husband dies and the mother is carrying a baby, that baby has inheritance as well. It's not born yet, but it's inheritance there. She might be 1 month pregnant, 2 months pregnant. But that baby has the same inheritance as the other brother and sister who are alive. When inheritance is distributed, the fuqaha say, we'll take it as it's a boy. Because boy gets double. And for example, he's got £10,000 on one side for the unborn baby. Because If, for example, if born as a girl, now she's entitled 5,000 pounds. You take 5,000 and give to the inheritance again. You see? But if you give, if you assume it's a girl and take 5,000 pounds, and a boy is born, give back. Nobody's going to give back. He said, forget it now. So the fuqaha said, take it as a boy. If girl is born, half it and distribute it again to the inheritors. If a boy is born, he's got his full amount safe. So the inheritance is also for the unborn baby as well. It happens. She can be expecting a baby, husband dies. Inheritance. That's how important it is. You can't say the baby wasn't around. No. That's not
right.
If the husband dies, and there's children. Yes. If there's no children...
Let's say there is children. Yeah. So you work out the 1/8 first, and then the rest is then worked out.
Yeah. Because the share is like this. You can't give the... Because boy will get double and girl will have what, half of what?
Exactly.
So 1/8 will be given first, and then...
What's left.
Yeah. If there's no children, for example, the son dies. He's not married. Only mom and dad. Brothers and sisters don't get anything. The dad will get double, and the mother will get half. Same. See, if the dad gets 20,000 pounds, mother will get 10,000 pounds. Brothers and sisters don't get anything.
Father has died, and the mother is still alive.
Sorry?
Husband has died, and mother is still alive. She gets
1/8. Sorry, repeat that again. Sorry. Because I was thinking of something else.
Husband has passed away.
Passed away.
She gets 1/8.
If there's the children.
Away,
yeah.
If when she passes away, what happens to her 1/8?
Obviously, she's used that money. Whatever. If she dies, say for example, she's got a 1/8. And now she's passed away as well. That if there's children, obviously, boys and girls, the boys will get double and the girls will get half. And also remember, that person might be married twice or three times. And he's divorced his wife, or for example, that wife passed away, but she's got children from that first. You know, he's got children from the first wife. But second, they also get inheritance. They might be your stepbrothers and stepsisters, but they also get. You can't say, well, my father divorced that, they won't get anything because they're not husband and wife anymore. But the stepchildren are living, for example, in Birmingham, stepbrothers and sisters. When your dad dies, you'll get a share. In the same way that lady he divorced living in Birmingham, from that wife, he's got one son and older, they also get the same amount. Have you understood? Hamne masla. Pehli wife na jo chhokra hai, tine hi mal hai. Wife na mal, talaq de di thi, tita na mal hai. Pan, aaj, maa din dikha de, biji wife thi chhokra se, na chhokra yo, tine hi mal hai, na jo pehli wife na jo chhokra se, tine hi mal hai. Agar tan wife hai, to tine hi chhokra, tine hi mal hai. You have to be given to all of them. Have you understood? Step brother and sister have to be given.
If you've
given it to your daughter, they did that
pay.
No, you haven't given it yet. No, you won't. Because, like I mentioned, qabza is shart. You have to have it in hand before you can. It still counts as yours. If you had it and you just said it verbally, it won't count. It will go to the inheritance.
Allah.
Yes. Because
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
Thank you.
Brothers are requested to straighten the rows. Jazakallah. Please straighten your rows and fill in the gaps. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون أولئك هم الوارثون الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
Allahu Akbar. سمي الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك له الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد ربي عيني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك Brothers, like announced after Maghrib, after your sunnat and witr, please proceed upstairs. Food will be served, inshallah, to everyone, and we have made arrangements for food. And anyone who still wants to ask Sheikh any personal mas'ala, especially in regards to inheritance, then inshallah, this will be possible after the food, inshallah. Jazakallah.